Cross property all the way down here and Little Heroes Park access are all down here. And they're all going to be turned back onto 160 down in this area where there's plenty of visibility, no trees. You can see all the way down. This is a dropped or a declining hillside with no trees. So once you hit this area right in here, you have begin to have good visibility. The problem is you have no time to do anything if you have a bunch of extra traffic. He's got 93 acres that he's wanting to put RVs and have large vehicles, towed vehicles, come out on a daily basis much more than that area. To me, that's a public safety issue. And it's also a fatality issue. So I wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I miss one more thing to volunteer? Just on that curb right there, if they do miss this exit, I don't know where they're going to turn around at.
Yeah.
Yeah. They may have to go a mile through there and probably take the chance to turn around. That's going to cause a lot of problems. So I think they need to structure that a lot better for in and out and signs and all that stuff.
So if safety was a concern, would you guys be willing to let them enter in at the cross and then cut across your property?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, all right. All right, is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf of this appeal?
I was going to say, if we're turning around, everyone tries to turn around there at our property. At the cell phone tower, it looks big enough there. We've had people
all the way. Okay, all right. Curtis, did you want to speak tonight? All right, we're going to try to wrap this up, so we'll go ahead and move forward with Curtis. If you'd like to speak tonight.
I can tell by your questions you've asked the right ones. So I bought this property in 2015. The only properties that were owned by the ministry, if you could pull up the...
You want to go a little farther out?
Was where they've added on and covered every inch of this property right here.
Is that a church?
This is where the ministry is actually located. And then... they had proposed for the cross here and Kerry Brown owned this piece of property. This piece of property was for sale for a long time. It's not like I called the guy out of the blue and bought it. They could have purchased that piece of property if they wanted to do all this. Little Heroes Park did not own that. They did not own this piece, that piece, that piece, that piece, or that piece.
Did you recently have it listed for sale with a realtor?
I do. It is still for sale. The ministry can buy it today.
Okay. All right. All right.
But they don't want, they want to devalue the land so they can steal it. Okay. The land's been for sale since the very first day I've owned it. And it's still for sale.
Okay, so just to keep from dragging this out, I'm sorry.
I
asked
probably well, I've had
question.
To listen to all this.
No, I know, but based on the reasonings for this appeal, can you give an argument on why that we should not vote for that appeal?
It's my property. You have no grounds to enforce their rules on property that I bought. Very simply, I've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars legally within my means to do what I wanted to do. That entranceway that they have complained about, that thing is like 70 feet wide. That picture may not show it. Scott's been there. It's huge. It's been approved by DOT. Doesn't matter if they think it's big or not. I mean, it's approved. MoDOT looked at it, said it's perfect. It's fine. The secondary entrance, I voluntarily am not going to use that. MoDOT said I could use it, but I'm not going to because it is. It's on a bad corner, and it's tight over there. So the road is greatly wider at the entranceway. It's three times wider from the intersection to my entrance right here. You can see it than it is the rest of the way down 160. That's why we proposed to put the entrance there. So, you know, the arguments that they have are ridiculous. They're worried about a swimming pool. Everybody has swimming pools. There's swimming pools all through those hillsides. There's million-dollar houses back there. Alcohol and tobacco, we're in the Ozarks. There's two distilleries and a winery within 5 miles of that location. there's a gas station that has more liquor than any liquor store I've ever seen, an eighth mile down the street. Are you going to tell Chirag you can't sell liquor no more? I mean, this is ridiculous. And the point I'm making, they knew when they bought these properties from a week after when I bought that in 2015 that I was putting an RV park in there. From the very first week, Kerry Brown, Pastor Larry Green, and Mr. Blackwell, all three stood in that driveway and knew what I was doing with it and had no problems. They had no problems when I let them use my land to park on for their events many times, no charge. I even graded it for them. You know, I put gravel in, let them use it, no problems. But once I've started developing it, they realize the cost of that land for them to buy is going to go up. Okay? That's the problem. And I'm not going to go for it. They can buy the property if they want it, but I'm not changing anything. You've seen the questions that you all have asked them. Well, if he did this or this. Oh, no, they're not going to agree to nothing. The bottom line is they want the piece of land. And that's all I got to tell you.
You guys have any questions? We have no questions. Thanks, Curtis. All right, we're going to close the public speaking and go into discussion here. You guys got any comments or thoughts on this?
I can appreciate their concerns, but this board has no jurisdiction or say-so over that part of this at all.
Right.
Any part of it.
That's the dilemma we run into is we have
there is
control.
No dilemma.
Yeah.
We do not have any control.
That's right. So
I get that alcohol and covenants aside, because that's not even something that we even need to discuss. It does seem odd to me that we as a county send out and ask for comment from the public when we do something, and here's a situation where 90% of the people around it are saying, no, I don't agree with it, for whether perceived or real issues, and we still say, well, we're not going to listen to that, and we do it anyways. So I wonder, and probably more philosophical question than anything, but is there not something, I look at Mr. Davidson here, that is affected by this. We've approved nightly rental in one area, so we say, okay, it must be compatible, let's do it again. Well, I don't think he would have been affected by Little Heroes. He's affected now by traffic. He didn't mention issues of covenants or alcohol, and we're saying, no, I'm sorry. We're going to dismiss that. I do have issue with that.
Now, Scott, in your opinion, and the way the code book reads, is there anything that we can do or have say-so over this?
Well, there's nothing in the RV regulations or the nightly rental that address those CCR or alcohol or tobacco concerns.
Of this appeal, though, we have no control over anything that is asked for.
Well, you can't add, that's not within the jurisdiction of the planning. They've looked
right
at those sections as their guidance, so they needed to present where they erred in those sections. What part of those sections did that not meet? Was there more RVs per acre than is allowed? Is this wastewater not going to be sufficient? Was there an error? Is it less than 3 acres, which these are all the RV park. You guys know the nightly rental requirements.
And that's what we're looking for, is an error
in the law,
in their decision.
Uh-huh. Something in those codes that park did not meet, but it was approved anyway.
Right. Any more discussion? Anybody want to make a motion?
There's no motions that die. I don't know. You have to have a vote.
There has to be a vote.
If there's just absolutely no motion or second, then motion would die. It's not real clean that way, but that's where it would land. It would not be approved due to lack of a motion and a second.
If our question is, did planning and zoning make an error in law, then I don't see where they made the error.
And then when you look at the detailed reasonings, you know, the question was compatibility based on recorded deeds of tobacco use and alcohol, which we have no control of. And then we run into a situation of compatibility of nightly rental. Now, granted, you know, there is nightly rental there, whether it's affected or not. I mean, we deal with that with all areas when we deal with nightly rentals. It's, you know, it all falls back to the question of, is there opposition? If Curtis changed his rules, there's still opposition. So where was the give? You know, so, I mean, there's some serious issue with that. So if we were to, in my opinion, again, you're the board, we all work together, but in my opinion, if we approve this appeal, then we're basically approving an appeal based on control of alcohol, tobacco, things we have no control of, and compatibility, which we have a compatible situation because there is already nightly rental there.
What about the safety issue? Because that was something that
was not... We closed the public hearing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So just to help to understand, too, when this came through planning, and I didn't get these pulled because they're the minor subdivision. Let me go ahead and do that. So it's all... So these were the Little Heroes Park approval at the time that came through. This was the Museum and Cross approved. And I did find accidentally an old boat manufacturing something approval that never developed on this parcel. So, I mean, it's a pretty old Division 3. This has zero approvals till after this approval. This has no approval. These have no approval. So this was the approved parcels that planning and zoning looked at as far as compatibility. There's no other. These are just open. Of course, this one had been being used as a parking lot, but at that time, there was no Division 3 approval for that as a blank piece of property with no approvals.
So since then, there has been approvals.
And since that time, today, I mean, this parcel and this parcel have been zoned NR1, but that was today. This one got the Planning Commission approval for their Welcome Center and two more crosses after
that.
This. And this still has no kind of approval. And then these that had touched that back corner don't have any kind of approval of any kind of different use. So they're basically no use approvals of these. These will be A1, A1, A1. These are NR1. C1 or C2, I'll have to look and see what that is. That one was A1, is a big chunk. It's currently still A1 because we couldn't change the zoning. But it has that approval, and they can do that approval on that A1.
Based on the decision on error of law, and that's where we have to find the real reasoning in the situation.
Scott, in your opinion, was the information presented tonight the same as the information that was presented to planning and zoning?
I don't remember a lot of the alcohol and the deed, which I would have addressed that. That's just a voluntary something that someone, they can't put something on a deed restriction.
That's not
in their ability.
Discussion.
So I don't remember that being part of the discussion. I know the ministries surrounding it, again, I mean, they're blank parcels, but the ministries own them, but there's no kind of ministry approval at this time. There may be plans in the future, but that was the gist of the Planning Commission meeting that I remember.
You can record that restriction on any deed you want of your own But that doesn't mean you have any right to control that on somebody else's deed, period.
Yeah, I don't know that we, you're right, can look